the Genesis Communications Network,
and online at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. You take control of the show and bring up anything. Is Ian here with you?
And Johnson again. And
again, sitting in for the vacationing, honeymooning Manwich, who, well, good riddance to him. So we got a lot of stuff to talk about, as usual, on the show tonight. I've got a bunch of emails that we haven't managed to quite catch up on, so I'm hoping that we can take care of some of that tonight. And, of course, your calls are the primary aspect to the show, because we call the show Free Talk Live because you can literally call about anything.
And what do we do when there's a caller on the line?
We start the show with it, but we've got to go through the formatics first, like telling you that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call them toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. Because if the bills don't get paid, Johnson, we can't take any calls ever again. So, and also, don't forget to check us out online at freetalklive.com, where you can get the live stream. We've got the broadband version of the stream. We've got the dial-up version. So everybody who connects to the Internet, everybody who's online, can listen for free at freetalklive.com.
And as far as our callers go, good things come to those who wait.
That is true. But we will start the show if we get a call on the line, and in this case, we do. So let's talk to Paul in Texas. Paul, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Johnson. I say back on because it's the same Paul from last night, right?
That's correct. Hello. Howdy.
Hello again, Paul. Is this the Paul? I just made this connection last night after the show as I was listening to it. Is this the same Paul that interviewed me last week?
I can't imagine.
Okay, because it was...
Interviewed you doing what?
I had a Paul from Austin, Texas, which is the same place as you are. I had a Paul do an interview with me over the Internet. That's all.
No.
Different
it
Paul.
Wouldn't be me. Different
total
Paul.
Total coincidence, then. So what's on your mind tonight, Paul?
Well, I was just going to... I was going to make this very brief, because I did use up too much of your time, perhaps.
Oh, well, it wasn't your fault, Paul. We kept you on. Trust us. We could have gotten rid of you if we wanted to.
We enjoyed
well,
it.
We like people that disagree with us. I mean, that's why we kept you on so long.
Right. Here's the basic thing. We live in an intertwined, interactive world, and harm, you know, the management of harm is the critical key.
Uh-huh.
And so what you want to do is have a policy that set up laws that minimize the harm. You can't eliminate it, but you can minimize it.
And okay.
Now,
I don't know if you can do it. I don't think you can do it with policy, though.
Let me ask you, because you wanted to get to...
Let me just run through this, and then you get to criticize me. Okay, I mean...
Actually, I wasn't going to criticize you. What I was going to ask you is where you were going. You had a point on the smoking ban.
Yes. Smoking costs me and you lots of money.
How's that?
And we have to treat people. It drives up our insurance costs. And you have to work harder in a job for the guys that who
why couldn't I? Well,
because of government restrictions.
Days. Yeah, all of that, yeah. Johnson, great point. All of that is because of government restrictions, government regulation of the insurance and health industry.
And that's exactly true. If you show up in an ER, then you are required to be given service.
Mm-hmm. And the government has oodles and oodles of regulations that it's passed over the health insurance industry as well. Why couldn't let me ask you this, Paul. Hold on, Paul. Hang on.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm asking this about health insurance, because when I was younger, I was a member of a driver's insurance company that gave real low rates to responsible drivers. Now, why couldn't we have an insurance company that insured non-smokers? You wouldn't have any extra costs as a result of the smokers.
Well, that would be true if smokers didn't compete for the same resources. You see, the thing is anytime, you know, it's supply and demand. If somebody's using up a lot of a particular resource, health care, then that increases the demand, that increases the price.
No, not necessarily. Yeah. If demand goes up and you can supply that demand, the price will go down because there's so much demand out there. People, if you can fill it with supply, then the price will not go up.
Well, but, you know, the bottom line is that
the reason we can't supply it.
That's not really the way healthcare works.
Well, the reason
also,
right, the way healthcare barely works because the government controls over 50% of the dollars involved. If we had a free market in healthcare, none of this would apply.
Also, just as a point, as a former smoker, somebody was, you know, I quit 3 years ago. Smokers pay more in health insurance, so that offsets the cost for one extent, but they also die earlier. So from the studies that I've seen, and I've heard this, you know, I don't know from personal experience, but I do know from hearing studies that it is false that other people are paying more insurance for
it. Because when you die early, you quit paying taxes, you quit supporting other people that, I mean, everyone has to pick up the load.
No, we don't have to do anything, Paul. See, that's the thing. That's the difference between you and me, Paul.
I understand what you're saying, but it is true, and just a fact, right? It is true that it costs X amount to get someone to a point where they're productive in society, where they're producing for society, economically producing for society.
You mean, right? Like education costs?
No, as in, yeah. To the point that you can hold down a job and do something productive, provide a service or a product that
I want.
If you die early, you increase education cost.
Paul, I disagree with that.
The ratio of how many years you work for how many years it took to educate you.
I disagree with that point.
By dying early.
100%, I disagree with that point.
Here's
why I disagree with that point.
Okay,
I think it's our modern day society that has created that system. We had systems in earlier times where we had apprenticeships, and I think our modern day education system is a pile of trash.
It's not because of government.
Yes, it is because of government. Back in the 1950s, Paul, before the federal government got involved in education, we were the number one most well educated country in the world. Now we're nowhere even close to number one.
Okay. But regardless of how badly the government does with education, even if we had the very best educational system that private industry and the private sector could provide, if there is a ratio of how many years you work to how many years it took to educate you, and if you have any kind of product that is significantly cutting down the years that people can work, then you are making our economy less efficient.
Oh, that is okay. That's nice sounding and everything, but it's not my responsibility to control other people's lives, and nor is it our responsibility to tell them, Paul, hang on. Nor is it our responsibility to tell people how to raise their kids and how they should be educated. Now, look, if we had a free market in education, this whole situation would be totally different. We'd have kids being college... we'd have kids being college educated by age 12 if the free market took care of education.
I was college level reading at age 12.
You went to private school.
I went to government school up until that point.
Really?
Yeah, but you can't. There are maturity things that kick in. I mean, you can.
The reason why kids are so mature is because they're coddled for their entire life.
Absolutely.
We could talk about how bad education is.
12 used to be the age of majority. I mean, King Tut was 12. Maturity.
No matter what you say, any kind of health practice that impacts your wallet. It impacts your wallet. It causes harm.
The worst kind of health practice that impacts my wallet is the government stealing my money from me at gunpoint and taking it and giving it to others.
Right. Here's an example of that. When you go into an ER, you have to be treated, regardless of your ability to pay.
Uh-huh. In this country.
Right. And
why'd you rescind that?
Hold on. That's a good question. Hang on, Paul. We're going to hang you through the break. Because he asks good questions. I mean, he disagrees with us. If you disagree with us, you get extra time, too, because we like conflict. 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Would we, as libertarians, rescind the law that requires people to be treated at hospitals? Great question. We'll answer it coming up. This is your show. Free Talk Live. Take control.
Yeah. Finally, for millions of Americans at risk with high cholesterol, there's Liquid Quell. Doctor-recommended, safe, effective, affordable cholesterol control available now at major wholesale clubs everywhere without a prescription. Here's Dr. Sherry Rainwater, MD.
I recommend Quell to my patients because it's been shown to be effective and safe in reducing cholesterol.
Quell is an easy way to improve your cholesterol profile without serious side effects in as little as 6 months, guaranteed. And Quell is safe for diabetics, gluten-free, and safe to take with prescriptions. Here's Cheryl G. in California.
Quell lowered my cholesterol significantly in 30 days, something I couldn't do with diet and exercise in 2 to 3 years.
Gentle, fast-acting Liquid Quell is available at major wholesale clubs nationwide and online at QuellDirect.com. Quell your cholesterol today, risk-free and guaranteed. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Quell is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Individual results may vary.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free. You take control of the program. Bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, so plenty of time for you to get interactive with us. And, of course, you can also get interactive online at freetalklive.com on our digital playground that I like to call the bulletin board system. We've got over 15,000 posts there and hundreds of people interacting, all kinds of different topics, and it's all free. On the house at freetalklive.com. We had Paul on with us, and I think he was on a cell phone. He dropped off during the break. But he will still answer the question, because it was a great question.
Right, and he's welcome to you know, get back in touch.
Because it was a drop-off.
Because it was
normally it's a one-call-per-night limit.
Unless, of course, he hung up, in which case.
In which case, see you later. anyway, he asked the question, would we as libertarians rescind, would we end the law that mandates that hospitals actually treat people who just come in with no insurance, no money, whatever?
They're always firing the loaded questions at us, aren't they?
Well, we can handle it.
Yeah,
you know, we don't screen out the loaded questions on Free Talk Live. And it's a very emotional question. So I don't want your emotions to go too crazy when I say yes. Because, yes, we should rescind that law.
Yep.
Because, and the reason we should rescind it is because, not because
it's... But there'll be poor people dying in the streets!
No, not because it's a bad idea. It's just a bad idea to point guns and force people to do things. Now, look, you either believe that people are good by nature or evil by nature. Now, if we got rid of the law that mandates that hospitals treat people, then it would be replaced. I mean, already in hospitals across the country, there are charitable organizations within the hospital. You can donate to a fund that helps take care of those people. There are people who love to give to charity, and they already are doing this. This already goes on. It would just go on to a larger extent,
right,
outside of the government coercion that he was talking about. So if I was in the hospital, for instance, and I was paying my bills, and they told me about this charitable fund that I could donate to help people that come in with their arms cut off and they don't have any health insurance, I'd be likely to donate to that because someday I might be in that position. You know, that's the rationale there. But if you are assuming that we need this law because otherwise the evil hospital administrators won't help anybody that comes through their doors, because that could only be the rationale behind the law, right?
Mm-hmm.
That the evil doctors are going to prevent people from getting the help they need, which, of course, violates the Hippocratic Oath.
Right. Absolutely. Or they could just be racists.
But assuming there are these evil doctors out there, or that people are evil by nature and don't want to help people.
They could be racists or homophobes.
That too.
You're gay! You might have the AIDS. We're not treating you.
Assuming that people are horrible by nature, which is what that law assumes, that's just an argument against the law as well. It's an argument against all law, because government, you do not want people who are evil getting in charge of government. You don't want these people running for office. You don't want them passing more laws to control you. That's as far as if you think people are evil, great argument to get government smaller. If you think people are good, then that's another argument to keep government small. Because if people are good, then they'll by nature, they'll give money to charity, and that won't be a problem at all. And so therefore, we don't need government pointing guns at people.
What if I believe evil people believe they're good?
Well, can you give me concrete example of how that would apply in this situation?
I think, for example, that somebody like Hitler thought that he was one of the best people on the planet and thought he was completely and totally justified in his actions.
Well, if Hitler was running a hospital and he was forced by law to let Jews come to his hospital, do you think he'd give them the best treatment, or do you think he'd inject some of them with glitter?
Well, glitter. Probably the glitter option.
Well, you see what I'm saying?
I don't know that would be the tactic that Hitler would use. But,
okay, but my point is, just because the hospital administrator is an evil man who thinks he's good, doesn't mean that pointing guns at him to force him to do what you want him to do is going to have the effect that you desire.
Right.
You can't point weapons at people and expect them to act exactly how you want them to, and that's one of the reasons why government programs have unintended consequences.
Right.
That's one of the reasons why when you create a government program, even if you are able to fashion it in the exact manner that you want, if you're the one that gets to write the law itself and nobody else gets to modify it like they always do before it gets passed, you magically get your pet government program passed. You'll never be the one to actually administrate that government program. That'll be handed off to a bunch of careless, slipshod bureaucrats.
Right.
And so they will never administrate the program correctly. And also, you can never factor in what human beings will do, what other people will do when force is applied. You know, if you apply force to somebody, they're going to do their best to avoid it. They're going to do their best to get out of the way. They're going to do their best to dodge the force that you're using. That's why people try to dodge taxes. They don't want to pay it. They don't like being forced. They don't like being told what to do. So I can't say that we can tell people how to run their hospitals. I think it'd be a real shame if, for instance, tomorrow we repealed that law that makes it so hospitals have to give people
mm-hmm.
treatment. Tomorrow, if we repealed that law and discovered that all of a sudden here in Tampa Bay, one of the hospitals was turning away all blacks That news is going to get out.
Yeah.
The news media is going to report on that, and that's not going to be good for their bottom line.
There's going to be a lot of angry blacks that show up at that hospital.
Well, it's not going to be good for the hospital, period, because I would never go there again.
Right.
And I'm not black.
Right.
And there's a lot of people in this country that feel the way that I do.
Right.
So I just don't believe that... I can't see pointing guns at people in that case.
Right.
So there you go, Paul. There is your answer. So we definitely appreciate the call, as always. And I think where Paul was coming from on that issue is he feels like everybody has an obligation to everyone else. He's one of those people that kind of has this socialist mentality, even though if you nail him down, he'll say he wants less government. There are certain areas where he is all for government control.
My fear, I guess, in this whole thing, and I've got a fear, and this is my gree-gree, you know, my libertarian, the area of research that I've, you know, done the least, I guess, or I need to do more. I need to find some, some smart people who are smarter than I am, who have
smart experts.
No, I mean the Dr. Mary Ruarts and the Harry Browns.
Uh-huh. What's your issue?
The issue is racism and actually just in general culturalism, because I also think that, you know, homophobes are just as bad as bigots, and I think that.
Yeah, sure.
Well, I think the problem is that they're a majority in this country.
They're homophobes?
They're not the minority. Yeah, homophobes, I think, are definitely probably a majority.
Could be.
I mean, 11 states where, you know, got together, they voted, and they outlawed same-sex marriage in those, you know, in 11 states.
Right.
This, you know, past election.
So what about it?
Well, you know, my issue with this is that, you know, if we take away the melting pot in this country, then we've taken away a very powerful force for.
I'm not suggesting at all taking away the melting pot.
Well, you are, because the melting pot is force. The only way that I've seen so far that these people get together is naturally people segregate themselves. Naturally, that seems to be what happens. It's happened for ages.
Okay, first of all, and I see what you're saying. I see where you're going.
This is where I don't know. You
this
know,
area
this is,
of Tampa Bay, the one that we live in, not a good example. Not a good area to be raised in because we are very segregated.
I'm from up north, you know.
Is it as segregated up there? Because I've been told that in other areas of the country, it's not like
this. It's not nearly as segregated. However, segregation happens in small, like, for example, in New York City. There are just, you got Chinatown, you've got, you know, Little Italy, you've got, they all separate themselves into little pockets.
So, is it
naturally,
like they don't talk to the other people? Do they not do business with the other pockets?
Things
we'll
like that do happen. We'll
it's a good question, good point. 800-259-9231. Can we get rid of the melting pot? I say no way. That's, you know, anathema to what America is about. But I disagree with you that the melting pot is force. We'll come back. This is your show, Free Talk Live. You can take control. 1-800-259-9231.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Lime green, smoky black, pomegranate red, and crystal clear. If you're thinking fashion colors for spring, back up and think car fluids. And when I come back, I'll tell you all about them.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com. The same spring shades you see on Paris runways can be found on garage floors. And these colors speak volumes as to current or potential problems. Lime green says, coolant, check your radiator. Smoky black whispers oil leaks, could be engine, differential, or power steering. Pomegranate or brownish red hints transmission fluid. And crystal clear may say harmless condensation, or may shout danger, your brake fluid's leaking. Make sure your car is in the pink. Catch these fluids on a newspaper for your mechanic to evaluate. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free, take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. You can email the show, ftl@freetalklive.com. We might get to some emails tonight. Again, but the show is about your calls, and that's why we call it Free Talk Live. You can, of course, get interactive with us at freetalklive.com, where we've got the archives, last 6 days of the show, right there on the front page of the website. In fact, our archives go back even farther than 6 days, thanks to downloadradio.org. They have archived us all the way back to March 1st on the house. It's totally free at freetalklive.com, so check that out. And as you're scrolling through, vote for us at the various voting links that we've got there. One of those is at a website called podcastpickle.com, where I believe we are the number one podcast, according to Podcast Pickle.
Nice.
So, yeah, go check it out at freetalklive.com. Now, a moment ago, you asked a question, or you put forth that you believe the melting pot aspect of America is force. You believe that we would not melt together if we were not forced to do so. That's your position?
Right. I think that, for example, that's one of the only positive aspects to government schools, is the fact that, you know, you have a kid who comes from a, you know, maybe a white supremacist family, and he gets tossed into the school that might be, you know, 50% black if he's in the inner city or whatever, and then he's exposed to all that, and he has no choice but to see that what he's been taught is incorrect.
While that may be a positive aspect, and I'm sure there's maybe one or two other positive aspects,
I think that's a pretty big positive aspect,
though. No, I don't think it outweighs the negative aspect of pointing guns at people and
right.
forcing them all to
no,
do what
I
you want
No, I agree
them
with
to.
You, but I do
now,
think it's huge.
Now, look, back in the 1800s, when they passed the laws, when they passed marriage licensing laws to prevent blacks and whites from getting married,
mm-hmm.
what do you think was making blacks and whites want to get married?
Right.
Were they being forced to hang out together? Were they being forced to socialize with one another? No, they weren't. They just, over time, people meet other people.
And they were socializing through each other through a slave-master relationship at the time.
Whatever. They
yeah.
wanted to get married
right.
for whatever reason, and that would allow them probably to get out of their slave-master relationship, I would expect, over the years. And, of course, it could actually be argued that the free market would have eventually eliminated slavery anyway.
Well, I do agree with
via
that.
Competition, so that's a whole other issue. But as far as the melting pot goes, I think that the melting pot process happens anyway. It may be a little bit slower than if you just throw everybody together that doesn't necessarily want to be together. And I think that you can also offset some of those positive aspects that you're pointing out with the negative aspects of throwing in somebody who really is just an indoctrinated racist jerk, and throwing them into the same school as people that just aren't that way. Because I don't think everybody is is raised by racist parents. And so average people, you've got just average people that just want to get an education, just want to send their kids to a education facility, and in a free market, those facilities would accept all colors. Now, yes, in a free market, there would be the white separatist school, and it'd be out east of the interstate in the middle of the boondocks somewhere, and so what? So let them have it. I just want my freedom. And if the cost of the freedom is that some racist kid doesn't get thrown into the mix with a couple of people of different colors, then so be it. So I think the melting pot aspect happens on its own because of the market. Because people, even though they're different colored and they have different beliefs, are still interested in working with one another to achieve things that are good for them, to benefit themselves through the marketplace. I will trade. I'm not a racist, okay? But if I was, I'd seriously be reconsidering adjusting my attitude if 12% of my or 15% of my potential market was not coming to my store because they knew I was a racist.
Right.
And I think that's something else that can make. I think the free market is also another way that this stuff could go away, that racism could go away. In fact, what we have now is control via the government, which actually promotes racism. We've got reverse racism via affirmative action. Do you think that helps the situation? Where you're telling blacks and women and other minorities, you're just not good enough.
Right.
You're just not good enough. You're a black person, so we're going to have to lower our standards. That just makes more animosity, in my opinion. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Let's talk to Harry in West Virginia. Harry, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Johnson.
Hey, fellas.
Hey.
I wanted to chime in on this topic about doctors being forced to take patients.
Yeah, that was a question. The question earlier in the hour was, should we force the hospitals to take anybody that walks through their doors?
Right. And I'm going to tell you, being a doctor myself on the inside, how this really works is, there is that aspect that you're forced to work on those life-threatening situations. I don't necessarily think that's a bad thing, but let me explain how it really damages the everyday what goes on. Is, like, if you decide as a doctor to participate in a government program like Medicare or Medicaid,
right,
you no longer are allowed to discriminate against any patient. You have to take them no matter if they're complete jerks, idiots, whatever. If you take one, you have to take them all.
Right.
Well, when you sit down and look at the books, the government cuts it so bad on you. Like, I remember in my own practice, I think for a Medicaid patient, we get paid maybe about $45 a treatment. But to administer that treatment, to get them in there, to do the billing, to have staff in there to treat them, to, you know, pay my student loans, keep the doors open, it was probably about $55.
So you were losing money.
And the government forced me to take someone to lose money. Every time I put my hands on one of those people, I lost $10.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way it really works in real life. Is, you know, if I had the right to pick and choose and had any sort of freedom in my own practice, but once you get the government involved, man, it's all or nothing.
So actually, as a doctor, you have the ability to say no. You can be a non-Medicare doctor.
You have the ability to opt out, but what happens is you get blackballed by all the insurance companies. If you're not on Medicare or Medicaid, you can't get a Blue Cross number, or you can't get, you know, whatever.
Have to be a cash-only doctor then, basically.
You'd have to be a cash-only, and there's some that do that and survive successfully. But
what if you get the insurance numbers? Can you then drop the Medicare Medicaid program later?
You can opt out. You get a chance once a year to opt out of Medicaid or Medicare. But once the insurance companies find out you don't have a Medicare number anymore,
they'll drop you. They'll opt out.
They usually drop you out.
Right.
So wow.
It's a catch 22 that they force you.
Now, Harry, you're the same guy that called before who kind of got sick of the whole medical thing.
Yeah, I got tired of it
because of all the government rules and the red tape. Now, what do you think would happen if we got rid of that law that forced people to take patients at hospitals?
You know, that's a tough call because technically, you know. You know, your conscience says you should help these people, but you know, I think that would happen anyway without you having to force someone. I agree with your free market. In my own practice, I participated in something called Doctors with a Heart Day. Every once a year, there's hundreds of doctors around the country that give away everything for free for just to be a nice guy. There's nothing to it. Maybe promote yourself a little in the practice, but just to be nice. So
right.
I would give away tons of service just to promote good, you know.
That's a great point.
And It was good for marketing as well, but it was the right thing to do.
Plus, Harry, another factor in the free market healthcare system, as you well know, prices will be going down. Costs will be going down.
Yeah,
there'd be a lot more competition for equipment
Also, if you're very skilled, price can go up. I mean, if you're a specialist and you can get people well that no one else can touch,
No doubt about it. But I think as prices go down, and Harry, we got to run. Good call. Thanks for it. As prices go down, you're going to have, it's not going to cost you $55 to take care of that one patient. It may only cost you $25 under the non-regulated
market. But I think what he was saying is that doctors would then have the freedom to be able to actually make money where there are limitations.
They should have that freedom. This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Take control.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Attention parents. Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. The new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizeDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizeDC.org.
You love your coffee, don't you? Every morning, every afternoon, you couldn't live without it. Unfortunately, with every good thing, there's a little guilt. Are you putting the right thing in your body? Well, the solution is here. How about healthy coffee? Now you can enjoy guilt-free, healthy coffee from New Concepts. Choose from nutritious classic black coffee made from coffee beans and high-quality Ganoderma extract that has been documented to have extraordinary health benefits. Or indulge in a daily cup of mocha for that chocolate flavor. Made with a luscious combination of premium coffee beans and Ganoderma extract. Specially blended to give you an authentic, creamy coffee. Need an extra energy boost? Try ginseng coffee, combining Ganoderma extract and ginseng, resulting in an exotic, decadent flavor. All coffee beverages are naturally low in caffeine. New Concepts also offers delectable teas and other delicious beverages for the whole family. Call now and experience guilt-free, healthy coffees or teas from New Concepts by calling toll-free 888-439-3652, 888-439-3652, or shop at new-concepts.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. The show is yours. If you want to take control, you can bring up whatever you want. Political issue, personal problem, 800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. We got dozens of ladies who have sent us their photograph to be included in the Shrine, and there are three distinct categories. There are the validated Shriners, which is our newest section, or actually, well, it's a new-ish section, that's dedicated to the women who actually have shown us proof in their photo that they listen to Free Talk Live. There's also the regular Shriner section with the ladies who've just sent us their photograph, which we certainly appreciate, and then there's the Hall of Shame. That's the area for those who have tried to pull the wool over Free Talk Live's eyes, have tried to fool us, in some cases successfully, and then we found out later on, in some cases they never fooled us in the first place.
In some cases incredibly successfully.
Yeah.
Like my case. My case was pretty
Yours
good.
Was good. So anyway, we've been talking about doctors and forcing people to forcing doctors to take patients. And I just had one more thing. We didn't get to complete our thoughts, I think.
Okay.
And I think that in the case of the free market, which we do not have, if we had a free market in healthcare, sure, some doctors would be able to charge more if they were really specialized. But there'd also be doctors that would be able, you know, they'd be competing. If one doctor was charging more, another doctor could get in there, get a similar level of specialty, and undercut him. So competition would end up bringing the average price way, way down.
The average price would go way down. But I do think that what's good about that, though, is that skill level would be much more, it would be more important than it is now.
There'd be a lot of changes. The whole healthcare system would be totally different, and it'd be better. Just like, you know, if there was a government
revolutionized, like the computer industry.
Well, I mean, it's so critical. I mean, healthcare is so critical. That's the reason why it shouldn't be in government's hands. That's the reason why the market should take care of it. But if we had a free market, if costs were going down, then it would be even less of a big deal for these hospitals to take the patients that that couldn't afford it. It'd be, oh, well, so what? That's, you know, $20 in aspirin and, you know, whatever the problem, it wouldn't be as much of a cost to them.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have to be offset as much.
And all that stuff. Yeah.
The other thing we've been touching on is not immigration, but segregation, the melting pot experience here in the United States, which I think is great. It's what makes this country fantastic, the idea that all these different cultures from around the world, you know, these people have come here from countries that they've escaped tyranny, and they've come here to have a chance at liberty and freedom. Unfortunately, these days, they're finding out that that's just PR, because we're really not a free country.
I think we also need to get rid of laws on race in general so that we don't have these, you know, like what we were talking about last night, secret government eugenics programs going on.
Disgusting.
You know, where these women go into hospitals or whatever and, oh, you're black, oh, let's sterilize you.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, that's
ridiculous. You got raped at age 13. You're promiscuous.
You're promiscuous, you slut.
Now we're going to sterilize you. That's what they did.
Yeah.
And they didn't tell anybody about it. Sick.
You were raped.
That's what happens.
Obviously, you're a slut. What?
You were asking for it. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Brandon in Indiana. Brandon, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Johnson. Hello.
Hey, guys. Just a few points here. How far do you think a racist school would make it in the free market?
I don't think they'd make it very far. I think the only way they'd be able to survive is if there was a lot of racists around in the first place,
exactly.
Like in Alabama.
Yeah.
Exactly. So let's get this down here. Generally, a racist school would not survive. But if it did, it's only providing what its customers want.
That's right.
And that can't be criticized.
In which case, if those customers are around in a given area, okay, in the middle of, you know, the boondocks, if those customers are around, they're going to be influencing the government schools. I mean, if we have what we have today,
exactly.
They're going to be the ones that are going to the school board meetings and
that's
lobbying
true.
For their evolutionism.
That's a very, very good point.
Creationism. They are the ones that are going to be in charge of the curriculum that's
and
going to be imposed
on everyone,
you're right.
everyone else.
So we have a choice. We can either have voluntary racism, or we can have forced racism.
That's exactly right.
Government schools lead to forced racism. Now, another point is, government schools are also segregated de facto because of the ways that towns are built and that taxes are implemented. And if you go into a government school, generally you'll find white schools and black schools.
Now, at least here in the Tampa Bay area where we're at, that's certainly the case.
That's the case where I'm at, too. And that you'll find that I think it was a big deal back in the 60s. It was called de facto segregation, and they tried to do a bunch of stuff with it and probably just made it worse. But when just different locations and stuff of how taxes are set and just how the schools are, how government schools operate, lead to just government policy in general, lead to a segregated area.
Sure, certainly, because it allows, it's a great point, because it allows the racists to be in control, which may be one reason why the crappy schools happen to be in the black sections of town, because maybe there's some racists in control over at the school board that give them all the old books or give them the old crappy desks or whatever.
You're right about that. And another thing we're ignoring is that black people are people.
Yes.
They're not, so we need to look past skin color and look at beliefs. And just because we have a school full of white people isn't something to be frowned upon. What would be frowned upon is if every single person in that school was a Christian conservative or a atheist or a liberal. but there weren't any opposing views, and there wasn't any area for discussion.
I don't know, man. That atheist school sounds pretty appealing to me.
Well, in the free market, we could have those schools. I mean, and that's the other issue.
I'm just saying that we need to focus on people's ideas, not people's skin color.
Unfortunately, the ideas are suppressed in government schools, and anytime you ever get a chance to talk to a teacher outside of the classroom, just on a person-to-person basis, ask them what it's like behind the scenes at a government school. Ask them how totally asinine the policies are. Just ask them for some personal stories of just the garbage that happens that you don't know about as a student or you don't know about as a parent.
I'll do that.
Great call, Brandon,
well, thanks,
as
guys.
Always.
Excellent.
Thank you.
800-259-9231.
I've known some people that have been teachers, and the stories they've told about just the bureaucracy are astounding. Ideas are suppressed all over the place. It's Free Talk Live.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a high vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269 or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
Before you buy a car, get the answers you need to make a smart purchase. Just go to your local newsstand and pick up the Consumer Reports annual auto issue. You'll discover the Consumer Reports top picks for 2005, how to find a good repair shop, and learn how not to get ripped off when you buy or lease a car. Learn which cars are the safest, including our special feature on electronic stability control. Plus, we'll tell you which cars are the most reliable and what's new for the 2006 model year. At Consumer Reports, we're committed to helping you make the best buying decision. We put each car through 40 rigorous tests, so you'll know what the most highly recommended models are. As an independent, nonprofit organization, Consumer Reports is the only major publication that does not accept advertising. That means our expert ratings and recommendations are honest and unbiased. So before you buy that car, make a smart purchase. Pick up the Consumer Reports annual auto issue, on sale now wherever magazines are sold. Consumer Reports. Expert. Independent. Nonprofit.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at FreeTalkLive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's the number for you to get interactive with us. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
Join us over at freetalklive.com. Check out the updates. You can sign up, and we'll send you emails whenever there's something to announce about the show, whether it be a new affiliate or something else going on, like a brand new Shriner on the website. All you have to do is sign up. Just takes a moment at freetalklive.com. We've been talking about healthcare and the free market so far, and I've got a kind of an email that ties in here from Corey. And not that Corey. Corey says, Ian, since I can bring up anything on Free Talk Live, I have a question. Tonight, CNN did a segment on some show that they have on the good and bad of the emergency 911 system. What would be the free market libertarian solution to the 911 system? Would this be available to everyone? Should there be a user fee? what could be a good cost-effective system rather than the one we have now? What do you think, Johnson?
I think each phone company would strike up a deal with a independent law service, law or emergency service provider.
I think that's probably a good answer.
And, yeah, I mean, I think that if we were to make that all individualized, that you know, basically it would be like, you know how businesses try to get into the yellow pages. Mm-hmm. Well, I think these emergency service providers would be like bidding to get their 911 routed to them.
Yeah. Well, there's that option, and then it might also, and again, we can't predict what the free market will do with this.
Because we would have multiple emergency service providers.
Exactly. In fact, Dr. Mary Ruard, in her book, Healing Our World, I think either her or actually John Stossel, they're kind of melding together on me right now, but one of them outlines a private ambulance service that replaced the government ambulance service in a particular area of this country, and the service level just shot up.
Actually, I'm going to take it a step further because my creative technological mind, because I pay attention to web trends.
Okay.
Here's what would happen. What you would have is you would have multiple. It'd be like Google. Have you ever seen Google text ads where it scans and it shows you ads? Well, there'd be competing phone companies, and my phone company would be the best because what they'd do is, all right, with 911, you'd have different companies that would all bid for advertisements, and they'd bid for top placing for 911. But then what would happen is maybe prices would vary based upon, like, what day it was or what time of day it was, so different companies might be able to offer different pricings for, like, ambulances and whatnot. And what the phone company would do is when you called at that time, a computer would automatically calculate which 911 emergency service was closest to you and cheapest at the time, and it would automatically route you to that one. But if it were a different time of day, then it might route you to a
different one. I see.
It might route you to a different one.
Depending on competition.
But I would go with that phone company, because another phone company might not offer that service, but the phone company that I want would, because it would be an extra feature that they could advertise.
Or it may, that's, again, one way it could work, but again, it's just, we're just two minds working on this.
Just
two minds.
Just two.
Now, if the free market was actually in effect in this country, then we'd have millions of minds working on this. We'd have people who were seeking a profit, thinking up different ways to get that ambulance or that police officer to your house as soon and as quickly as possible. And another version of it, again, just off the top of my head here, might be some sort of you get to just contract on your own, not just taking the phone company out of the picture and just contracting with a company that's competing with other companies out there to provide you with emergency service.
Right. I was actually thinking another idea that just came into mind is that, without the government restrictions involved and regulations and all that, the databases for the phone company and the emergency service provider might be able to be more integrated, and therefore there would be GPS involved. So literally, the phone company could dial up directly into the ambulance that's closest to your location.
That has happened already in the example that I was talking about, the semi-free market one, where they took the private ambulance service. That happens, where they actually pinpoint the location and send the nearest vehicle to them. Anyway, more Free Talk Live on the way. Hour 2 coming up. Take control, 800-259-9231.
Look.